Hello there, I am Raphael D. Furia, back at it again on another whatever day or night or whatever time this may be that you are listening to this, audio exclusive episode. Thank you so much for joining me. As probably a lot of you know, on July 16th, I uploaded episode 200 of the Not Your Average Globetrotter Project. And I'm still in shock and amazement that I'm already this far deep into the project. But the funny thing, even kind of getting back to how it all started, was throughout the planning, and even I had some episodes recorded all the way back in 2015, and I wanted to do it right. I wanted to actually launch with the ability to have the project be able to go on for at least a few months without my having to worry whether I would be able to keep up with the schedule and if I would have the time for it. Because at the time when I started the project, and this is one of the reasons why I got pushed off for 2 years, I was working crazy hours and had a very hectic schedule, and I just simply did not have the time to keep up with a YouTube channel. And it was in the back of my mind that, you know what, one way or the other, when I get to Italy, I'm just going to start. I'm going to make it happen. And then so I finally got to Italy. You guys who are familiar with my content are familiar with the story. And if you're listening to this and not familiar with that story, feel free to DM me on Instagram and I'll send you an episode with a little bit more of my story if I can find it. But anyway, the thing was, when I got here, I was very much struggling trying to figure out how to work, getting work, because I closed up everything. I came here with very little in my pocket, and the little that I had was dwindling very quickly. But even to try to figure out teaching English and even finding the apartment and all these things, because when I first arrived here, I did start by teaching English. And this is the thing that for anybody moving abroad, I think it is absolutely necessary to have a TEFL certificate in your back pocket. I'm not saying, though, necessarily that you have to go ahead and do the 5,000 euro course and spend a month there. Those do have their place. And if you've never taught before, it's really an experience that can be very valuable to you, but it's a lot of money. And especially English teachers these days don't make bank, generally speaking, unless you're teaching English at a higher level, business English especially, or privately for wealthy families of young children. Maybe in some cases for the test prep for like the B2 or the C1 or C2 certification tests. Maybe in that case, you can, again, make a little bit more, but this is getting off point. So I was figuring out my life in Italy, and I was still starting to record some episodes to kind of get things kind of a little bit more prepared. But that was just something that was, I didn't feel quite ready to do it yet. And this next part, I don't know if I've ever like recorded this. I know I've told people about this in person, but I don't know if I've ever said this even in one of the mainline Not Your Average Globetrotter posts. But one of the things that got me to actually start was I was dating a woman at the time. And she was like, well, hey, if you've already been doing this, I mean, well, what are you waiting for? Why not just start? And needless to say, it didn't work out between her and I. But it was something that really, I appreciated that. It was kind of the little kick that I needed to just get started. And I can't imagine what my life would be like right now if I hadn't have uploaded that first episode, that first time. And I hadn't even started on a Friday night schedule. I don't know if it maybe was a Wednesday. I have to look back, but I'm like almost sure it didn't start as a Friday night schedule. I think I moved things around a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong. And even just from a social aspect, I mean, thinking about things pragmatically, from the perspective of a straight guy, having a woman there to support you, there's something to be said for that. Having a very wonderful supporting woman in your life has a value beyond just the love and life that you share. If you have the right woman in your life, there's nothing better. There's nothing more perfect for a guy to have that support there, that person that's there with him and that he can also be there for. But that's another subject for another day. And actually, it might be relating a little bit to an episode that will be upcoming. So be sure to check out the YouTube channel and, of course, the audio podcast for that upcoming episode. If you listen to this, you'll get what I'm talking about a little bit. Not necessarily directly related, but in a similar vein. And even now, being a single guy, especially after COVID, after everything happened, being single this whole time, it's something that I do think about from time to time, that like, wow, I mean, look, I'm great. I'm happy to be on my own. That's fine for me. If the right woman were to come in my life, then that's something I would not complain about either. Let's just be real here. For those of you who caught the episode that I did of Interstates and Heartbreaks, it's a podcast episode about dating and so on. I did mention in there about the situation that had happened right before COVID and in January of 2020, went through a breakup. And of course, weeks later, lockdown. And so, of course, I had a lot of time to reflect on all of these positions and ideas and so on. But even thinking back to before COVID and all of that and what my plans were for my YouTube channel. And I can't say that I'm necessarily disappointed that they've changed, because looking back on things, for some of those ideas, it may have been a little bit premature. I'm not going to go into details now about it, but you will see as time goes on some of what this idea was. So if you've been following what I'm doing and some of the interviews that I've done, you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. And as time goes on, like I said, you might see more of that. Of course, assuming that we don't go back into lockdown, because you never know. I mean, even here where I live in Rovigo, at the newsstands here, they had little A-frame signs standing out front with the day's headlines. And the region, the micro-region where I live in, is the Polesine. The region is Veneto, but the micro-region is the Polesine. And right in big, bold letters, the headline said, Delta variant at the footsteps of the Polesine. The media doing a wonderful job at stirring up emotions and not reporting as per usual. Very sad, very unfortunate. But this is not going to be my opinion on reporting and news. Got plenty of that after working in the news field for a while on how things should be done. It's really a shame, though, how everything is so clickbaity. Even what you see in the newspaper stands, it's just there to catch your attention. Of course, I mean, look, understandably, if it doesn't shock, then it's not going to be as engaging, that just immediate grab. But that, again, a different subject for a different day. Thinking about all of the times also since that first upload and how my life has gone, having met up with so many of you, and even having had the chance to break bread with a number of you as well, spend time with you, become close friends with some of you as well, it's really been such a blessing and such a treat that I can't imagine, like I said, what my life would be like if I hadn't have made that first upload. And even for myself, even though this is a lesson I've learned over and over again, it's a good reminder of sometimes it's just necessary to take a jump, to do something. If you are going to do it, and don't wait around for it just to organically happen. If you want something, you have to make it happen. And not to get religious here, but there's a story that I will never forget. Somewhere in the world, a man was living, and all of a sudden they get the news that there's going to be a big flood. No, we're not talking about Noah's Ark. We're talking about just a regular old flood, but pretty big one. And they saw it incoming, and people were preparing and getting out and evacuating. But this man was standing here, and he had faith in his God that his God would keep him safe and protected and keep him from harm's way. So the water gets higher and higher and higher. Eventually, he has to go up onto the roof of his home, and he's there with his faith strong in his God. After a few hours of sitting up on his roof, a boat comes by. Some people are passing. They say, hey, come on, jump in. We're going to safety. We're going to high ground. Come with us. We'll take you. And the man said, no, I have faith in my God. He will keep me safe and protect me and deliver me from harm's way. After a little while of trying to continue to convince this man to come with him, they decided to move on and get themselves to safety. After a day, this man is still on his rooftop. The waters are still very high. All kinds of cars and things are passing by, floating by him, and he's there with his faith strong. Then a helicopter, a rescue helicopter, comes. And they blare down to him with their bullhorn. They say, come on, take the rope. You're coming with us. We're bringing you to safety. Everything's going to be okay. And the man said, no, my God is going to keep me safe. He will deliver me from harm's way. I don't need any help, but thank you. I appreciate it. God bless, and I wish you all the best. So they left him. They left him there. Anyway, another few hours pass, and another storm comes in. And it's even more rough than the first one. The water keeps climbing and climbing and climbing, and he has nowhere to go. He's already at the tip of the top of the roof of his home, and he gets swept away by the currents. He drowns and passes. He gets up to heaven, and this man sees God there, standing, waiting for him, and the man is furious. He is angry. He says, what happened? I had faith. I did everything I was supposed to do. I believed in you. I prayed. I did everything a good person is supposed to do. God looks back at this guy and says, I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. What more do you want from me? And maybe you don't believe in God. That's fine. But I think there's still an important lesson to learn, that you have to take that opportunity when it's there. Don't let it just sit and wait. And that's what I had been doing. That's exactly what I had been doing. I was sitting on top of content that was ready to be published. Months, literally months worth of content. All in all, it was the right time, and I'm glad I published when I published. And I can say, not just, this isn't my ego here, I can say, as a fact, as a matter of absolute fact, I know that what I've been able to do has changed people's lives. And I'm not saying that because, oh, I think I'm great or something. No, I am proud that my project did exactly what its purpose has been and continues to be. When I went through the process for Italian citizenship by descent, I went through hell and a half. I've talked a little bit about it in some of my videos, as well as some of the episodes of the Italian Citizenship Podcast that I do with Marco Permunian from Italian Citizenship Assistance. And no, this is not an advertisement for them. That just happens to be another project that I'm a part of and very proud of. But I said to myself when I was going through the process for Italian citizenship that I did not want to see other people go through the hell that I had gone through, the sleepless nights, the stress, and even dealing with people in this country that were trying to take advantage, or even one person who threatened to blackmail me. I mean, there was nothing to blackmail. It's like, I've got nothing. like there's nothing to blackmail me with. Like, everything you see is what you get. So, of course, the attempt definitely didn't work. I'm like, are you stupid? Come on. Like, whatever. I'm not even going to go into this in this episode. But I did not want to see people go through anything remotely, even like 1% of what I went through. So that's why I made it my mission to start making content, not only about life in Italy and life abroad as an expat, but life as an expat dual citizen and going through the process of Italian dual citizenship by descent. And of course, there's some crossover with Italian citizenship by naturalization, but I've received hundreds, if not thousands, more than likely thousands, not hundreds, of messages from people about what they've been through and what they've gone through and how some of the content that I've made has been the difference with their situation, getting their citizenship and being successful. And there's one story that I've never spoken about on camera, at least I'm pretty sure I've not, in one of my episodes of the Not Your Average Globetrotter Project. But there was an elderly woman that contacted me, I want to say about 3 years ago, maybe close to four, like not that long after I started my project. Somehow or other, she found my content and she wrote me this long email telling me about her life, what she had been through, how her family had all died 40, 50 years ago. And basically since then, she's been alone. She's felt isolated. She's felt lack of connection to everything around her. But for her Italian identity, her heritage was always very, very important to her. She had never heard about the possibility of somebody getting Italian citizenship by descent, she found the videos that I do. Then she got all of the documents, all of the papers, all of the everything. She went through the process to get Italian citizenship. She got her citizenship and took a trip to Italy and rediscovered where her family was from. And she contacted long-lost family members that she didn't even know existed. It was, for her, a dream. After so long of being on her own, she finally felt like she had a connection again. And it's taken me a long time to be able to tell that story without my eyes tearing up. And they are a little bit. They're getting close. They're right on the edge there, I'll admit. But the stories that have been shared with me, the good stories and the bad stories, I mean, they've really touched me. The people who've reached out and told me their life stories and what they've gone through, and especially some of the negative interactions, have helped me to be able to share with other people going through similar situations what things can be like and what to do in that situation. Even some of the horror stories of dealing with certain service providers out there. As many of you know, I am super careful about who I attach my name to and what I attach my name to. My integrity is top priority, and to make sure that I can stand behind something, is everything to me. If I have any small little doubt about anything, I won't even think about having a conversation with somebody. I mean, I am friendly with a number of the major service providers out there, but I still have a difficult time to recommend many of them. There's one person that I love the way that they work, but they have a partner that, in my opinion, is a complete dirtbag. And I would never say that anybody should work with that person, even though the other person who I'm friendly with is great. And I would say, hey, this could be somebody who I recommend, but because they work together, I think it's immoral to attach somebody to a service that is less than perfect. That, because especially with Italian citizenship, this is something that can be a lot of money and a lot of stress. And if you don't do it right the first time, it can create so many problems. And going through my own citizenship process, there was a lot that I had learned. But going through this has allowed me to learn even more, to help even more people. And again, at the end of the day, this has been my goal from day one. Because there are so many people that focus, especially on YouTube and especially on Instagram, the dolce bella vita, everything is beautiful. Oh my goodness, look at this pretty person at this pretty place doing this pretty thing. But real life, not all of real life is pretty. You have to remain grounded in what is real, what is factual. Yes, there are beautiful moments and it is important to embrace them. And in between some of those beautiful moments are some of those moments that maybe are less than perfect, maybe a lot less than perfect. And to be aware of what can happen and how it can happen can allow you to be prepared so you can make more of those beautiful moments without getting held up in between. If you know X, Y, or Z can happen, you can prepare for it, whether it's only being mentally prepared for it or prepared in other ways with documents or whatever it may be. And of course, this is for any aspect of life. If you're prepared, there's a less of a chance of certain not so great things happening to you. And so that's why I like to go in depth and talk about some of these things that aren't that great, some of these things that are wonderful. I want to see people who are living life abroad successfully with as few bumps in the road as possible. There will be some that you can't avoid. And apart from the whole past year and a half, the events and lockdowns and so on, this is one of the reasons why I've done so many indoor episodes and focused on those rather than maybe doing some of the cute travel vlogs showing Italy and trying the gelato. Yeah, that's great. And look, I enjoy it too. But for me personally, there's only so much of the cutesy content that I even can consume. A lot of the content that I know I consume ends up being that real stuff that gives you the real facts, the real life, what things are really like, rather than the what I was talking about before. Let's go to the pretty place to do the pretty thing with the pretty people. Let's do the real thing at the real place with the real people. That's what I'm about. Anyway, this is almost starting to turn into a little bit of a rant, so I will stop myself here while I'm ahead, get off of the soapbox, and say thank you so much for joining me for another episode, another audio exclusive episode of the Not Your Average Globetrotter Project. A huge thank you again to the patrons who make content like this possible. Truly, thank you so much. And also those of you who've made one-time donations through PayPal, through RafaelDeFuria.com/Patreon, Patreon.com/RafaelDeFuria, or RafaelDeFuria.com/support. It, of course, is a huge pleasure to be able to continue this project. So thank you all so very much for helping to make it possible. And I look forward to seeing you all on Friday. Stay safe and stay healthy. See y'all next time. Later.